No matter how we humans try, no matter how we try to persevere, it's very hard and it's very difficult to go on loving those who are ungrateful, those who are unresponsive. I think that all of us know those in our lives who radiate negative energy. These are the ones who are takers and not givers. These people like to badmouth others, always putting them down. They're like leeches. They cling to us, sucking out whatever positive energy we can give. Whatever we manage to give them seems to go down a black hole, a bottomless pit. No matter how much we do for them, they still want more and more. And yet we try to persist. We hope that they'll eventually get it. In other words, that at some point, they will be grateful, that they will be thankful. They will eventually recognize our generosity and kindness and use it as an example, as a catalyst. A catalyst to revamp and to change your lives. Once upon a time, there was a woman, and this woman lived in a bottle of vinegar. One day, a magician passed by and heard this woman complaining. "I shouldn't have to live like this," she said. "I ought to live in a cottage. A cottage with thatched roof and a rose garden." The magician took pity on her and he granted her request. The woman seemed pleased, but forgot to thank him. A year later, as she was passing by the cottage, he heard her complaining. "No, it's a shame that I have to live in a small and isolated cottage like this. I need to live in a big house near other people, a house with lace curtains, with a brass knocker on the door." The magician took pity on the woman and granted her request. Of course, she was delighted, but again, forgot to thank him. Another year went by. One day, as the magician passed her house, he heard the woman complaining. "You know, it's a shame that I have to live next to such common people. I need to live in a great mansion in the country. A mansion with a big garden and servants who answer the door." Once again, the magician took pity on her, and he granted her request. She might imagine that the woman was very pleased, but again, she forgot to thank him. A few years went by, and the magician decided to call on the woman. He wanted to see how she was doing. And she said to him, "You know, it's a shame that I have to live all alone. I should be a duchess and waited on hand and foot, just like the queen." After thinking about it, the magician once again decided to grant her request. The woman was pleased, but again forgot to thank him. And when the magician saw the woman a year later, she said to him, "It's a shame that I'm a mere duchess. I have to curtsy to the queen. Why can't I be queen myself? Why can't I sit on my throne with a gold crown on my head?" Against his better judgment, the magician once more granted her request. Once more, the woman was delighted, and once more, she failed to thank him. Several years passed, and the magician said, I need to go and see how the old lady's doing. Surely, she must be satisfied by now. When she saw him, the woman said to him, "It's a shame that I'm queen in a tiny little country like this. Why can't I be queen of a great country?" This time, the magician told her that her request would be granted in the morning. That night, the woman went to bed full of proud and haughty thoughts. However, when she woke up the next morning, she was back in the vinegar bottle, where in a sense, she never left it. The woman in the story I just told reminds us of the tenants, God's people, in her gospel parable. No matter what God did for them, they were never satisfied. Because of this, they became stunted and crippled, could not produce good fruit. Not so much fruit of gratitude, but fruit of good living. Positive living. I think that oftentimes many of us spend a great deal of our time feeling sorry for ourselves. No, we don't want to be a duchess or queen like the woman in my story. But we want other things we simply don't have. In other words, we are never satisfied. We're envious and jealous of others. We think they have it all, and we're unhappy with our lives. But such navel-gazing, such backward thinking, only shows a poor sense of self. But when we do this, when we act in this way, we center ourselves. All the complaining and demanding behavior blinds us. It blinds us to all the positive aspects we have in our lives, all the good things that God has given us. Yes, we're ungrateful because we don't have exactly what we want. We never stop to think that things could always be worse. However, as I say time and time again, it's all in our expectations. If we expect the world from God and others, we will always be disappointed. But if we expect nothing and trust that God knows what God is doing, we will always be grateful. Grateful for the gift of life itself. Where a positive outlook in life always allows us to be surprised. And Jesus said, if you are ungrateful and unhappy with what God has given to you, what little you have shall be taken from you. It will be taken from you and given to someone else who will be pleased. Someone who will be grateful. Someone who will produce and bear good and ample fruit. Please stand. This time in the liturgy, let's profess our faith by renewing our baptismal promises. The answer to all these questions is, I do. Do you reject Satan? I do. And all his works? I do.